until this spring speed-up began. Instead of his usual practice of meandering between his girlfriends and sniffing at the poultry, he's now leaving a swath of terrorized bitches, children, and chickens in his wake. The neighbors have, of course, let me know about this, and I'm certain the only reason he's still alive is that they've yet to draw a bead on him. I had to make a decision whether to forcibly restrain him with chains and shackles or try to teach him to just stay put. The former solution seemed too cruel and unusual for a long-term remedy, and the latter is a little easier said than done. Then there was a third remedy pointed out to me that I hadn't considered. "Why don't you have him fixed?" someone said. Even the sound of it made sense. Fixed, of course. Something isn't working right, you have it fixed. Off we went to Dr. Ralph's with fresh hope evident in our faces. Actually, I had hope. The dog just likes to ride in the truck. I'm not exactly sure what castrating a dog is supposed to accomplish. They say it will relieve them of whatever hormones it is that make them run around from one frivolous affair to the next, acting macho and showing off with the livestock. It wasn't without conscience, however, that I dropped him at the clinic to have this done. Feelings of treason to our gender seated themselves in my lower abdomen as I left him victim to the dirty deed.